Letters to the Editor. Stop Book Banning Now. From Alicia Vaughn, age 16. You might think that book banning is a thing of the past. However, that is certainly not the case. If you are looking for a copy of The Catcher in the Rye in my school library, don't bother. That book has been removed from the shelves. In fact, according to the American Library Association, ALA, over 5,000 books have been challenged or banned from schools and public libraries in the last decade. A challenge is a formal written complaint requesting that a book be removed from a library. A book can be challenged by any person or group of people who think its content is harmful. Once that happens, a group of experts reviews the book to see whether they agree that it would hurt young people. If they decide that it would, they recommend removing the book. However, schools can ban books without such a review. They just choose not to buy the books at all. The reason people give for removing books from school bookshelves is to protect children and young adults like me from content that might be dangerous. But some of the challenges are incredibly ridiculous. I can hardly believe them. The most challenged title this year was Captain Underpants, a series of novels about 2 10-year-old boys. They're under 200 pages long and very funny, perfect for encouraging young kids to read. But people think they're offensive because of the word underpants. Another book on the list is The Hunger Games, a popular science fiction story about a girl who lives in the future. I admit that there is violence in The Hunger Games, but it's an interesting story that teens want to read. Most banned books contain taboo language or violent, religious, sexual, political, or racial content. Some people think that banning such books will discourage children and young adults from developing bad attitudes, speech, and behavior. But personally, I don't think young people find words or details in books that they have not yet seen or heard in real life. Just read any daily newspaper. We learn our behavior from our parents and the people around us, not from the books we read. And some of the banned books are important works of art that young people can learn from. I think it's wrong to limit young people's access to books. Book banning prevents us from examining different ideas and beliefs and learning to form our own opinions. Schools should teach us to accept others' ideas and respect our differences. How can that be taught in a classroom that bans books with unacceptable ideas?